broken bones fixed with glue. All right. Dr. Malkoch says that they have finally, he and his team, have finally managed to identify a surgically realizable adhesive to fix bone fractures. The chemistry, the materials, and the methodology that they used result in extraordinary adhesion and fixation even to the wet bone, which in most cases is incredibly difficult. The effective glue could provide an optimal solution for acute bone fractures, sudden and painful damage to the bone that often occur in the case of people with osteoporosis. See, not just for athletes who may have sustained an injury. People with osteoporosis, a condition wherein bone tissue becomes naturally frail with age. Exercise, exercise, exercise too, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that. And specifically, engage in strength training to help those bones be stronger and healthier. According to the National Institutes of Health, a lot of people in the United States are at an increased risk of osteoporosis-associated bone fracture. How many people would you say fall into that category? They're at increased risk of osteoporosis-associated bone fracture. How many people in America, just in America, are at an increased risk of osteoporosis-associated bone fracture? Would you believe 53 million? Professor Malkoch is convinced that the new adhesive and the simple bonding technique developed by him and his colleagues could address the problems of bone fracture recovery. So he's already created a startup initiative that's called Biomedical Bonding AB, which is set to start clinical trials as soon as possible. And they believe that the new findings will lead to a paradigm shift in fracture treatment, which in the future can phase out a large portion of today's metal plates and screws. The method that the researchers note could lead to fewer treatment costs for patients, and it would have a very short recovery period, allowing people to start physical exercise very soon. As a matter of fact, remember, I was sharing with you, back in the days when the doctors were putting casts on people's broken bones, broken limbs. And I'm not criticizing them at all. I truly applaud our doctors and other medical staff who knew how to do that and who did it for us. Man, so many people's lives would have been so much worse had they not had the cast put on. They come out of the cast, and as you can imagine, having a cast on for about 6 months, they had to go through some type of therapy program in order to build back up and hopefully do the things that they did before the leg was broken, before the arm was broken, whatever happened. With this gluing situation, not growing, gluing, using glue to fix the broken bone, Professor Malkoch and company are saying that not only would this recovery period be short, it would be very short. In fact, so short that people would be able to start exercise within a day or two from the procedure. That's amazing and fascinating. Within 1 to 2 days following the day of the procedure, they could start physical activity, physical exercise. That's amazing. That's fascinating. I hope it does work. One of the things that I'm also, you know, curious about, I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, anything like that. Not even suggesting that. I'm just curious about possible problems that could come up as a result of the glue being absorbed into the body, maybe parts of the body that they would not anticipate, and thereby causing some problems that they would not anticipate. I'm just curious about that. But I tell you what, overall, I'm excited about the notion of, you know, people being able to get that bone fixed, and 1 to 2 days later, the back, like nothing ever happened. Wow, that's going to be awesome. All right. BBC has us thinking about guns, guns, guns. How many of you carry your guns? How many of you have a permit that shows that you have a legal right to carry a gun? Do any of you feel uncomfortable, like almost like you're not fully dressed or whatever, if you leave home without your gun? It's not in your automobile. It's somewhere in the house, but you forgot to get it. Do you feel somehow not fully dressed? Have you become so attached to your gun that it just seems like, hey, y'all forgetting about me? Well, guns, guns, guns. And that's what the guns are saying. Hey, y'all forgetting about me. Well, would they say that? Or would they be okay if we had them locked up for 8 years in a row, never pulled them out? Well, on March 24th, the great year of 2018, more than 2 million people took to the streets in the U.S. to protest gun violence. Now, what the solution to that problem looks like depends on who you ask. Some wish to repeal citizens' rights to bear arms, while others want to arm even more people. Most Americans have opinions that fall somewhere in between those two points. Repeal the citizens' rights to bear arms. They want more people to bear arms. What could happen if the debate was suddenly and irrevocably put to rest because there were no guns at all? What if all firearms in the world suddenly disappeared with no way to get them back? Would that make you happy, ladies and gentlemen? Would it upset you? Would you just be so confused by the measure that you wouldn't be able to figure out what your thoughts and feelings were? What if all firearms in the world suddenly disappeared with no way to get them back? Guns obviously cannot just magically vanish, but this thought experiment allows us to remove politics from the equation and rationally consider what we could gain and lose should we ever actually decide to have fewer guns around. Now, share with me what you really think. Do you think that most people would be safer if we had far fewer guns on the streets and in people's houses, etc.? Are we okay with the gun situation being just like it is? Do we just need to fine-tune or tweak the process of allowing people to have guns? My guess is some of the people who don't have guns may be, you know, kind of questioning their decision. What do you think? Should the guns be allowed? Should they not be allowed? Should there be a great curtailment? Yeah, a great curtailment of the number of guns allowed in people's homes and stuff like that. What are your thoughts about people being able to carry guns on school properties, whether high school, university, you name it? Allowed to carry guns into churches. And some people were trying to pass laws mandating that guns be carried in a number of public facilities. What do you think? What are your thoughts about that? Seems like that's about where we need to be. Lot to think about, really. It really is. I mean, think about it now. We hear about all these developed nations that have much stricter gun laws than America, and yet they have far fewer gun incidents, especially fatalities due to gunshots. Well, let's look into this some more, this discussion about guns when I come back.